Still here inside the 1 a.m. hour this glorious Friday morning on The Fan in New York as New York City gets ready to watch the World Series. I haven't slept right all week. I mean, I never sleep right because I have a baby and I have a nighttime job. But, like, I just, like, have had weird dreams and I just keep checking my phone. And, like, the Yankees are putting out hype videos and there's so many, you know, different things and people and places covering this. I put out a tweet before about how, like, it happened. For years, Yankees Twitter, people that have come out of Yankees Twitter like myself, we've been building and hoping, right? In 2017, we thought we were winning the World Series, and there were a lot of us. I was in the Fan Cave 2014, so before Yankees Twitter even was called Yankees Twitter, I was somebody on there tweeting. The Bronx Pinstripes guys had their website, had their podcast, had their social media content. Barstool guys, the Short Porch, they had their stuff. John Boy, Jake, John Boy Media, Talking Yanks, they started to emerge. Joe's McFly, my guy Joe's, went viral that year. Rafael Devers taking Chapman deep. Like 2017, we thought we were getting to the World Series, and we all started to put out our content and started to kind of, you know, rise. Then more people came. And then 2019, we thought, okay, this is the year. And it didn't happen that year, but more content creators in the Yankee universe came out. There was a lot of monkey see, monkey do, copycat league. Like, there were a lot of guys that I'm like, you don't have it, but power to you. It's not going to work for you, but start your podcast or start your anonymous Twitter handle, Yankee Facts, Yankees Files, NYY, whatever, Bleacher Creature, fake Bleacher Creature, whatever. Like, I don't hate on anybody doing this Yankee stuff. Like, the more the merrier, and the cream rises to the top. But 2022, I don't think any of us thought we were winning in 2022. But by 2022, a lot of us had really turned into, like, John Boy and those guys having an actual company. Myself being on the radio in New York City at WFAN. Just a lot of different guys. Let me not leave out JJ, John Jastrzemski, who used to be on here and is on SNY and does his podcast. Like, there's just a lot of people that you know online, if you're online, that are Yankee fans and cover the Yankees, and now this is our time. The world is watching. The world is looking for those of us that cover the team, that live and die with the team. It's going to be an amazing week. 888-808-1019. And speaking of covering the team, you know, I've been watching this team, and I have an article on WFAN's website right now. Shout out to Ryan Chichester, who drafts all this stuff up. But I was talking about Juan Soto, and I was talking about how Juan Soto is where he wants to be. I don't know what anybody else really needs to see. I know there's a theory out there about, like, oh, he's going to go to the highest bidder, but you don't know that. I talked about all the little things and, like, this experience he had and this experience his dad has had. Like, the Yankees redid their entire clubhouse. These guys have a diner in there. They have a barbershop in there. They have a place to play cards, dominoes in there. And Aaron Judge was a big part of that. If you remember the Sportico conference where Hal Steinbrenner got a lot of flack, and I was defending Hal back then, because Hal was talking about sleep pods and different things that they were doing to make the players more comfortable at the ballpark. And people are like, you're worried about them sleeping and taking naps. And I'm like, yo, he's at a conference where this is the dialogue. This is the conversations they're having around sports. Either way, Juan Soto comes into the Yankees as this stuff is new. Juan Soto comes into the Yankees as they're renovating George M. Steinbrenner Field down there. The spring training facility will look different next year. And now, Juan Soto meets the media out there, and David Lennon puts out an article 33 minutes ago that says, Juan Soto says money isn't everything as he looks to add a championship to his Yankees legacy. Check back after the World Series. For Soto, it's not all about the money. I don't have a Newsday subscription, but before the night ends, I might have to figure out how to log in and read what else was written here, because I told you that a day or two ago, and I guess it sounds better when, like, an actual journalist or beat writer writes it. Juan Soto was telling folks today, right, as many people wanted to say, like, remember when he homered in all of the ballparks and he came out and said, you know, going into free agency, this was a goal. This, and people are like, why are you bringing up free agency? I'm like, I remember getting on the fan and saying, when you have goals, you might literally write them out. And I think one of his goals before hitting free agency was to homer in every ballpark once he knew he was coming to the American League. Done. And so when he spoke on it, free agency was part of the speech on it. But I don't think that was him putting that into the universe saying, oh, I'm definitely hitting free agency and going to the highest bidder now that I've done this. I think this guy likes being a Yankee a lot. And win or lose this World Series, like they win the World Series, you think he's going to want to put on another hat? You think he doesn't want to be part of, like Lindor was talking about, 10 years from now, the Yankee team that comes back and they eat and drink for free, they are kings here? You think he's not going to want to be a part of that? He is. Let's say they lose. You think he's not going to want to run it back? You think he's not going to say, hey, the American League is not going to get better than us in a year. Let's run it back, boys. Something to think about. 888-808-1019. Let's get some predictions. Let's get some questions, some thoughts on this World Series. Ray is in Brooklyn. Ray, you're back on the fan.
Yo, KM, check it out, man. You know I always bring the heat. I bring that smoke. I want it all when I call. This is going to be no difference. I'm about to entertain you and the Yankee fans, right? First of all, my prediction, Keith, is Yankees in six. You know why? Because we're not that pathetic little sister across town. You're not going to throw two bullpen games at us and think you're beating us in six. Not going to happen.
Facts.
And that mediocre, word up, and that mediocre pitching staff that they have, Aaron Judge is about to tee off. This is going to be his revenge tour for everybody who calls him Captain Low Leverage, which is ridiculous because he essentially broke Class A, the best pitcher in the game, and allowed, you know, what happened the next time he came out to happen because Judge had already broken him by tying that game. Even though we lost that game, people don't realize how big that home run was. And here's the other thing, Keith, right? Like, all these narratives that people talking about, you know, the easy pass, you know, Soto is going to the Mets, and all this other nonsense, I'm sick of it. I know C-Mac is. I know you are. So allow me to do, you know, give me the privilege of addressing this because it's mostly pathetic Mets fans. Listening to Mets fans cry, Keith, it's like listening to that album that Fat Joe had back in the day called Jose, Jealous One Still Empty. That's Mets fans right there. And I'm about to sound like the mad rapper and tell you why I'm mad, son. So check it out. These Mets fans, right, they're so pathetic that, you know, they want to create this narrative while they play the Dodgers because they know they're overmatched. The Dodgers are blitzing them with double-digit games. So they're now, you know, to try to cop a little plea and deflect attention, they want to come out with this narrative that the Yankees are facing nobody. Excuse me, but the Royals already have won the playoff series. The Guardians are always in it. We played the Guardians 2 years ago. They've been in the World Series. They've been in one of the LCS all within the last 7 years. These guys had Milwaukee, bro. 6 out of 7 years, Milwaukee couldn't win a damn game.
Hey, and Ray, they're the first team to beat Milwaukee and not get to the World Series. They actually created a new stat.
Yeah, so exactly. And look, the truth of the matter is, Keith, the Mets are nothing but a third-place team, right? Those are the facts. A third-place team that are celebrating and want a freaking parade for winning a division. How pathetic are you? These guys, they said 5 years
they wanted a parking lot pity party for these guys showing up, cleaning up their lockers. Like, I saw that, I was like, nah, what are we doing?
Yo, Keith, how pathetic is that? They said, right, they announced themselves as the new evil empire with the new Georgetown running 5 years ago.
Yeah,
now these bums are celebrating a division series and want a parade for it. When the Yankees were busy making four out of eight.
Participation trophy era, bro. It's the,
yo,
you tried, you made us feel things for a little while. Thanks for the call, Ray. 888-808-1019. Yeah, now I got to go back in my notes and find that. Because I think it was from last week. And I was sparing Mets fans, honestly. I know there was a lot of sadness and grieving. Like, this Monday on the fan was Mets Monday. I was off. I'm like, good. It was just a lot of, like, weak sauce, bro. This is New York. It's hard out here. It might not be hard for all of y'all out here, but it's hard out here. You got to be tough out here. It's real out here. So for fans to be talking about showing up to the parking lot with a pity party to, you know, give these guys one more round, like, you did that already, bro. They charge you top dollar to come into the ballpark and lose 8-0. Fans chant, let's go Mets. You got to believe. Yeah, you got to believe that it's a wrap, bro. What are we talking about? Like, what are y'all on? When did New York get so soft? When the Yankees lose, right? Check me out. I was really just doing it more on Twitter. Twitter and the radio are different for me. I troll on Twitter all day. On the radio, it's the show. But on Twitter, I'm like, the Yankees got to game 7, not game 6, got to game 7 of the championship series and lost and moved on from their manager. It's just different standard. Different standard of excellence. The Mets get to game 6 and fans are, this was a great run and we should show up and give these guys a round of applause. Go to work. Stay at home. Take care of your business. Find other hobbies. The season is over, yo. Robertson Parsippany. Robert, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good, good, good.
You hooked me as a fan when you had Mickey Rivers on the phone when you were doing that Friday night thing.
Yeah, Mickey is the man. I try to leave Mickey, because, Mickey's up there in age, and I love when I see Mickey. But, yeah, I had him on. I forget when I had Mickey on, but thanks for that.
That was a while ago. I was in the parking lot at Target, and I was talking to you. This is all Yanks all the time. You don't have to talk about the Mets. You don't have to talk about anything.
Yeah.
It's the Yanks in the World Series for the first time since I was 39 years old, which is 15 years ago. 15 years ago. Yankees-Dodgers 1981. The ALCS MVP that year for the Yanks was Greg Nettles. He hit an inside-the-park home run on hepatitis. He had hepatitis. He hit an inside-the-park home run. It's Yankees-Dodgers. All the Yanks got to do is take care of their business. Beat the Yanks. Don't beat themselves. And it's Yanks in 5. They're winning it at home. I'm the old man that goes to the stadium and still wears my Nettles shirt there. I took my son to about 15 games there this year. Kept trying to see if you were up in the bleachers and we couldn't catch up to you. But this is all Yanks all the time. And the other question I got for you is I want to get him to experience this, and I'm not spending $1,500, a seat. He's getting a car for his birthday in December. Do you think Billy's is going to spill out into the streets where I could at least have him enjoy the atmosphere of the stadium, even though he can't get in that place because he's not 21 yet?
Oh, the street is going to be open. I know Stans is opening. So I think all of the bars on River Ave are going to open tomorrow and Saturday because they understand people want to watch the Yankees and they will literally come to the stadium. The Yankees aren't open in the stadium. Billy's will not spill out into the street. Like, Billy's is huge. You can fit 1,000 people in there easily, and I don't think we're going to touch 1,000. I expect there to be like 500. There was about 200 for game 5. And now with all this promotion and everything, I think we might get to 500. But yeah, if you want to come up to Yankee Stadium tonight, Friday night, and Saturday, there'll be plenty of people in pinstripes watching the game, plenty of places to watch the game, get a drink, get some food. And I know a lot of people have been asking about, underage, bringing kids. It's not a kid environment. There's a lot of alcohol flowing. And
absolutely, there is.
I know Billy's, they ID, but like you might be able to bring him into another spot around there. Maybe dug out.
To enjoy the atmosphere for any of the parents or the kids that want to go. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's gonna be even the Bronx Draft House, there's gonna be just like that Yankee energy in Yankee Land tomorrow and Saturday.
All right, Keith. Thank you very much. Yanks and 5.
Thanks for all
the Met talk and all of the other stuff.
I mean, we got enough Met fan host on the Fan that forced the Mets conversation. Talking about David Stearns, like, miss me with that, bro. But I will add this one thing for the Mets fans. I went back to my notes and found it. The Mets are the first team in MLB history to beat the Brewers in the postseason and not make the World Series that year. Here are the teams that eliminated the Brewers in the postseason. Speaking of 1981, the Yankees did that, won the World Series. 1982, the Cardinals did that, won the World Series. 2008, the Phillies went on and won the World Series. 2011, the Cardinals knocked off the Brew Crew, went on and won it. 2018, the LA Dodgers beat Milwaukee, went on and reached the World Series, didn't win it. 2019, those Washington Nationals, who could forget that matchup? They went on to the World Series, won it. 2020, Mickey Mouse season. The Dodgers beat Milwaukee, went on to the World Series, won it. 2021, the Braves, without Ronald Acuña Jr., They beat Milwaukee. They go to the World Series and win it. 2023, the Diamondbacks beat Milwaukee. They get to the World Series. They don't win it. The Mets literally created a new thing in baseball history. The first team to defeat Milwaukee, but not get the job done. 888-808-1019. Speaking of Greg Nettles, shout out to him, man. I wish he would call the fan, but I don't think he doesn't really do too many interviews, but I was blessed to be around him, as well as Roy White, Goose Gossage, and Bucky Dent. I got to host the Thurman Munson Gala, the first annual New York Legends Gala honoring Thurman Munson. The Thurman Munson group was there. Some of you may be listening. I appreciate you guys. It was an honor to get to be the MC and put on a suit and have food and drinks and honor Thurman Munson and those 70s teams. And yeah, man, that was way before my time. But listening to those guys tell their stories, they played in a different time. And as I was just talking about New York being soft, they were not allowed to be soft. And losing and failure was not accepted. They went out there ready to fight. And these Yankees need to have that mentality. These Yankees need to go into Dodger Stadium. We want all the smoke. We want all the smoke. Like, that's the type of time you have to be on. This is it. This is the last dance. Ryan is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Hello, Ryan. You're on the fan.
What's up, Keith? How are you, brother?
Good, good.
Good. It's a pleasure to finally talk to you. I'm a first time, long time, and you know, Mike and the Mad Dog, you know, riding the backseat, my grandfather, listen to those guys, but, you know, you're definitely carrying the torch, and, you know, I'm very appreciative of that.
Thank you.
Beyond that, you do a great job. Thank you. I wanted to touch on the macro of what it means, the legacy, especially for you personally to be doing this at this time with them being in the series, but I think Ray opened the floodgates. You know, the Mets fans, they don't know how to not be the little brother. You know, they want to be the little brother when they want to be, and then they want to be the big guy when they, you know, and it's always about us. Unfortunately, they always want to come back to, you know, who's in charge in the city. And
Ryan,
you know what?
It's just crazy because I was told, be careful what you wish for. You don't That's want right. a Subway Series. Be careful what you wish for. We swept you in the regular season. We'd sweep you again.
That's right. That's
and then
right.
when
That's
they
right.
didn't hold up their end of the bargain, I was told, oh, you lucked out, but you had the
That's
cakewalk.
Right.
It none of it makes
right.
sense.
Right. Correct, my friend. And it was easy for us, but yeah. They had a great season. Trophies for everybody. And right. I want to go there. I really had really
participation
I really didn't.
Trophies. That's no right. That's more right. games.
No. That's right. You didn't do it. It's all right. But again, more importantly, like I said, you know, all the things that have happened in your life, but you're here now as, you know, an important part of WFAN. And I know it's weird to have a caller flip the script on you, but, you know, with your son and whatnot. But, you know, as a lifelong Yankee fan, die hard, here you are in this position. How's it feel? We're going to do this. You
yeah,
know, right?
It's crazy, man. I said to my wife, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how I landed here. I know I put in the work. I know I prayed. I know but like for the universe to literally never unconnect, for the Yankees to end this drought, like when they last won the World Series, I was a college football player at Monmouth University, and I just happened mm-hmm. to be the mm-hmm. oldest guy in my house, so I was able to buy kegs and champagne, and everybody wanted to come party at my house because that's where we could like drink and watch the Yankees run through October. We got into a lot of trouble that month. And like, if somebody would have told me back then that the Yankees would not make it to the World Series until 2024, I would have said, nah. But if somebody would also slip me a note and said, you'll be on the radio in New York at WFAN every night right. talking to Yankee fans, I would have been like, how? But cool, because I was doing radio at school. I had a show called The Midnight Run at 12 o'clock. And I wasn't the A mic. I wasn't the B mic. I was more like a producer C mic, like chiming in only when they needed me to chime in on things about sports and music and pop culture.
Well, hey, listen, we're love. You know, we're happy to have you, man. You do a great job. And thank you so much for taking my call. And we here, as Big Zoo says, all right?
Yeah, we here. Shout out to Zoo-Wop. Zoo-Wop is one of my favorite Mets fans. He keeps it a buck. Zoo-Wop knows what time it is, you know? Zoo-Wop wasn't on no
participation trophy. We should give them a parade. They came up short, bro. It's okay. But, like, the city's not under new management. You're about to see what the city looks like when the Yankees are in the World Series. You're about to see. Mark my words, yo. Like, it's dark right now. When that sun comes up, every Yankee fan you know is going to have a logo on them, pinstripes, a World Series hat. You're going to see everybody's World Series jackets coming out next week. Everybody that owns a 27-time World Series jacket. I know I got mine. I took mine to the dry cleaner, went and got it today. I got like 30 pins for that jacket. Like, you're going to see what it's like. Like, the bandwagon fans, the Fairweather fans, the fans from the 90s, the fans from the old stadium, the fans that fell off, the fans that don't like baseball anymore, they're coming out for this one. 888-808-1019. The Bombers are back. Teddy's up in the Bronx where the Bombers play. What's up, Teddy? You're on.
What's going on, Keith? So, got a couple things to bring to your attention. Number one, and just you mentioned the casual fans, and I just, you know, they don't understand, man. They don't understand. I tweeted something earlier on my Twitter, TeddyBaseball6, and, you know, I mentioned, you know, when Juan Soto caught that last out, for me at least, it was like 15 years, you know, like, it was like I had flashbacks, like, right in front of my eyes. You know, I think back to, like, every season, the wins, the losses, the spring training trips, the road trip, the away game road trips.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, and then it's like, wow, 15 years and we're back. And then you think about, you know, who you get.
He should still be there. Teddy, you there? Just had to dump you. Just had to. Oh, one. Yeah. Oh, two. Okay, yeah, you're good. Just had to clean that up. You're all right.
Yeah, so like, this means something to us, the real fans. You know, the casual fans just don't.
Teddy, that's what I mean when I say we've been putting in pain. Yeah. Every season that has ended over the last 15 years that didn't end in a World Series, it is painful. Exactly. I've been on the road to see the Yankees in the north side, the south side of Chicago, Pittsburgh, L.A., Philly. I've been following this team.
We put a lot into it because, bro, it's kind of like our whole lives revolve around this team. And I said it in my tweet. From the end of February until October, our lives revolve around Yankee baseball. And then in the off season, we're just counting down the days to pitchers and catchers.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, it means something to the real fans. But I want to talk about tomorrow night because I'm just a diehard fanatic who can't sleep right now. Got some day off from work tomorrow. My thing is this. Cole has bad numbers against the Dodgers. We know this, right? But what gives me hope about tomorrow night for him is that his last start against the Dodgers last year, you know, as you know, he was lights out. So if he can imitate that,
right,
we're going to be in good shape. He has to be Gerrit Cole because I think it's crucial, and I can't stress this enough. I keep saying it. We have to go back to the stadium 1-1. And Joe Torre always used to say game 3 is the most important game in any series.
Yeah.
Because if the series is tied 1-1, right, and you go ahead 2-1, you're in the driver's seat. If you're down 0-2 and you win a game, you're not out of it yet. And if you're up 2-0 and you go ahead 3-0, You know, the rest
of
history.
And we've lived we've lived through being an up 2-0. We've lived through being down 2-0. We know.
Yep.
You want to be in that driver's seat.
Game 3 is very important. Yeah. So and my thing with Yankees, I'm going to be there Monday night. The ticket prices are insane. But my thing is Monday night. I have to wait for the ticket prices to drop. So I'm going to be probably at Yankee Tavern waiting for the ticket price to drop. And I have to be there because I know my grandpa's not here no more. He would want me to be there.
Yeah.
I was the old stadium. But anyway, last thing I want to bring up is the Yankees have to hit with runners in scoring position. Because when you look at these past years, Keith, we didn't make the playoffs, it was because of that. And it was, you know, we got eliminated from the playoffs. It wasn't because of the pitching, the managing. We didn't hit with runners in scoring position. And I think that's huge. It's going to take contributions from everyone. I've been tweeting about it. And, I'm optimistic, but I'm more of the realistic Yankee fan. I'll never put my Yankees down and not have my Yankees, Keith. But I don't have a prediction yet. But I'm nervous, but I think it's natural to feel nervous. But I also feel good. But, yeah, man.
We don't know until that ball gets thrown and until we have some outs and some actual games. And that's happening later tonight. Teddy, thanks for the call. 888-808-1019 as calls are coming in. We're going to go to break, but I'll respond to that and I'll say a few things. Like when I say we're putting in pain, that's when I'm talking about guys like Jazz Chisholm. Jazz, you come here
and you've been given the opportunity of a lifetime. You're a Miami Marlin, bro. You get traded here, you join the Yankees. I was listening to Mark Leiter Jr. talking about, you know, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Mark Leiter Jr. talking about how his dad played 20 years in the big leagues, never went to the postseason. He's on the Phillies thinking that, you know, he's gonna get it done with them. He's on the Cubs, not getting it done with them this year. And then they trade him from the Cubs to the Yankees. He's like, boom, I'm on a number one seed type team. Doesn't make the roster. Ian Hamilton goes down fielding first base. He comes in and has a moment. He was ready for the moment. But you can't just come along for the ride. It doesn't work like that for us. Because as fans, we have literally put in pain, losing. And even though we win, like, it's different for us Yankee fans, right? People want to say, oh, you guys are so spoiled. You guys go to the postseason every year. Yeah, but the expectation is to get to the World Series and win. Getting in isn't good enough for us when we are the New York Yankees with the high payroll, with the history, with all the resources, with this stadium, with this wide fan base, with a fan base that travels with them on the road. They got to get it done. Here it is. And Monday, when they come home, they say the series doesn't start until the road team wins a game. I think they come out of Dodger Stadium with at least one game. Let's say they don't. They can't go down 3-0. And I know everybody's going to try and get into the Yankee Stadium. But depending on whether it's 1-1, whether it's 2-0, whatever it is, that may change ticket prices. I know a lot of us are going to be hovering, myself included. I don't have a ticket right now. We're going to be hovering. We're going to go to Yankee Stadium. He said it'll be at Yankee Tavern. I've already listed all the places. I try to shout out every place out there, from La Bodega to the Bronx Draft House, the Dugout, Stands, Billy's, Twins, Yankee Tavern. We will all be out there playing the resale market or hoping we get a text from somebody, yo, I just transferred you a ticket. And we got to back this team. We got to turn that place up for the world to see. The world will be watching. Baseball is better when October is here like this and everybody can see Yankee Stadium, the greatest stage. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. Call me up. I've got like 20, 25 minutes left. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. And we're back. Okay, this will be my last 19 minutes here on the Fan tonight, and then you will not hear from me again until Monday after Game 3, just the way the schedule rolls out. I believe tomorrow night we will have the coverage from Dodger Stadium, and that will go late. And then I think Monday, Rutgers plays at USC. We've got Monday Night Football, which I think is also Giants-Steelers. So there's just a lot going on. I mean, it's a great time to be a sports fan, specifically a Yankees fan. Let's continue talking to the Yankee fans before I got to get out of here. But I'll see you guys at Billy's Friday, today, later on tonight, Saturday with the Corona WFAN watch party, which is going to be dope. They have giveaways. They're going to be pouring up Coronas. We're going to sauce up. We're going to watch the game. And then Monday, I'm going to weasel my way in the Yankee Stadium one way or another. And I'm going to take the train from the stadium or maybe drive. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe if I can still get my free parking, I'll drive and drive back. That'll be a sober one for me. And then I'll host a show after Monday night, and hopefully we're up 2-1, 3-0. Could you imagine that? Could be down 3-0. Could be down 2-1. That's the reality of it. Let's talk about it. Paul in Memphis, Tennessee, you're back on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Kiki, thank you. So 1998, I'm actually at an industry conference in San Diego, and I go to the hotel concierge, and I'm like, I really want to get tickets to see the 1998 New York Yankees play in the World Series. And they said, well, listen, it's going to be a very expensive deal tonight, but tomorrow I know the San Diego fans, that if they if the Yankees win, they're going to be up, and you can get tickets cheap. So I waited, and I actually watched the 1998 New York Yankees win the World Series, and actually was down on the field to watch them actually touch the trophy the whole bit.
Amazing.
So I'm done. I can say that you know, no matter what happens, I've had my Yankee experience, because you can never have that in the Bronx. But here's my deal. Right now, I'm looking at, the price of being able to stand up inside of Yankee Stadium at 60 years old. And I'm going, you know, what is the real deal here? Is it that we need to be there because October Yankee baseball is so different from everything else that people have never experienced before? And I think what I'm trying to, express is that, are we in a position as a society to say, how do we start to experience the overall World Series experience of the Yankees being in the playoffs? Because you're doing an amazing thing, being part of a world of being able to go into different type of establishments and saying, well, let's experience it together, because it's about community. And the community about the Yankees, you have been such a leader. And now that you're part of WFAN and that you're part of that leadership deal, is how do we make sure that the Yankee universe starts to experience this next four to five to six to seven days,
yeah,
in the way that we are part of a community and that we experience that together.
I can speak directly to it, and thank you for that call, Paul. I feel like I've always been a leader, but in this regard, other people led me to this. Like, when I repped the Bleacher Creatures, I stumbled into that. And, like, people showed me the way at Yankee Stadium. There are a lot of OGs that showed me what to do up there in the Bronx. I'm from the Jersey Shore. I didn't know what to do going up there. The first time I went to Yankee Stadium, I was scared. I was scared of security. I didn't have any money. I was broke. I didn't want to spend too much. And, like, I didn't even know if I'd get home. But with social media, that's how we do this as a community. We're putting out content. We're showing people what it's like. Like, me using my connections to Billy's, the family at Billy's who treats me like family, I was able to get them to open up last Friday, and I'm doing videos, and I got haters online like, you're so cringy with these selfie videos. And I'm like, shut up, stupid. Do you understand what I'm trying to do? I'm marketing a place where anyone can walk through the door for free that is a diehard Yankee fan and wants to be surrounded with like-minded people to enjoy this run and experience. The stadium isn't for everybody. There is a capacity. There is only a certain amount of seats for millions of Yankee fans. It's not for everybody, yo. Like, it's also expensive. The tickets right now, and I was talking to Kyle Zorn from TickPick, and shout out to TickPick. TickPick has hooked me up. They put me at Citi Field, the Subway Series. They've done a lot of things quietly for me in the ticket game. Like, I don't have the hookup at Citi Field, so when I go over there, I gotta hit TickPick. Like, hey, bro, like, what's the deal? You guys, can I do a post for you? You know, whatever it is. But they were the first ones today to say the tickets are dropping. What did I tell you two nights ago? I said it won't be four digits to get into these games. Maybe at Yankee Stadium for that first game. But right now on SeatGeek, the lowest ticket starts at $889. That wasn't the case a couple days ago. It's inflation. It's the market. It's the rarity of a Dodgers-Yankees World Series. It's supply and demand. I don't know if you guys took business. I don't know if you guys had marketing classes in college. Like, this stuff is regular stuff. The second game, Saturday, October 26th, is now down to $974. I expect those numbers to continue to drop. I know we're not in L.A., but, like, there are people in L.A. trying to go to these games where they say, I can't do $1,200. I can't do a G. I could do $800. I'm going to wait until that drops to $800. There are some people that panicked and just cracked the piggy bank and bought these tickets, and now, like, some of them be scratching their head when an hour before first pitch, the seat in their section is half the price, potentially. Wait it out. Wait it out. 888-808-1019. Doug is in Manhattan on the Fan in New York.
Yo, Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and I have spoken a few times since you've been on the Fan, and I must say I've been very appreciative of the fact that on those calls, although I am a professed diehard lifelong Met fan, you have treated me civilly with respect, and thank you for that.
Sure.
Anyway, importantly, know about my background is I'm not a Yankee hater, and I already have a solid bet on Yanks and six, and you can take that to the bank. Okay. Now, I have no emotional tie there, but the reason I'm calling is I've heard some of these calls over the last couple of hours. And I thought you would be the best person to ask. I'm calling because you understand the mindset of the diehard Yankee fan. There are some folks that have called up, like with all this talk about the Mets. Why would even the word Mets be talked about? Why would we even be discussed? I mean, this is the dawn of one of the most important days of Yankee history.
Yeah,
we're still talking about the
Astros this week. You know what it is?
Why talk about us? Dear God, why talk about us?
Yeah, because it's spiking the ball before we end up in a situation where potentially we're heartbroken. You know what I'm saying? The Yankees could get swept. So you get your jabs in now before you step into the ring with the big dogs. And a lot of it is because of like what I was saying, right? When there were four standing. I remember I got on a Friday night before we knew who the Mets would face and who the Yankees would face. And I said, all right, let's have at it.
Yep.
I think it's a fool's errand.
Yeah.
But let's talk about a Subway Series just because we have time to waste and kill. And there were some confident Mets fans. You can't blanket all of them.
But there were some of them
calling up where it was like, you don't want that smoke. We'll sweep you. That's not what you want.
It wasn't me, Keith.
I hate that a lot of Mets fans get blanketed because there are some. There's just some bad apples in every bunch.
Yes, of course.
But, just like there are Mets fans that did not want to show up to Citi Field parking lot and have a pity party parade for the players as they were packing up on the way out. There are some Mets fans that are probably like, I spent top dollar for those NLCS tickets and I didn't get what I wanted out of it. So it's tough. It's just. Also, the younger ones, and I think I get calls from younger fans, we live on the internet every day, and we see some of the worst Mets fans that don't even show their names and faces, and they, like, I get it a ton, and I welcome it, because I understand the territory, I understand I earned it, but, like, man, I didn't even unload the receipts that I had from the Subway Series this year, from some of the peacocking, from some of the bragging,
really?
And I'm like, it's crazy how much the goalpost moved just in a matter of 2 weeks. It went from, you better not lose in the CS. Like, there were people literally saying, if you lose to the Guardians and the Mets beat the Dodgers, right, because there were Mets fans wishing for the Dodgers because they said they didn't have the pitching. There were Mets fans online saying, you better not lose in the CS. You better hold up your end of the bargain. And then when the tables get turned, it's like, you see? Thanks for the call, Doug. 888-808-1019. But none of that matters. The Mets are eliminated. None of that matters. I always go back to one of my first takes that just got the most attention and went viral and really got, some of these random Mets fans online to become aware of me. And it goes back to the 2022 Subway Series where I went to the game and I told y'all, as soon as they pinch hit Joey Gallo and Buck Showalter sent for Edwin Diaz, my ass was out of there. I was hitting the gate as the trumpets were sounding. And when I came back to the Fan that night, I said, the Yankees don't care about the Subway Series. Oh, I can't believe this guy's got a loser mentality. What? What do you mean they don't care? Like, there were Met fans that wanted me to bend the knee over two regular season games in June. And what I was trying to convey to y'all is watching the Yankees, they do not care about losing two games to the Mets in June. And that rang true the next three seasons. They will start Jamai Jones, have him lead off. They will start J.D. Davis, who will be out of baseball. They will have him, the cleanup hitter, they will have Luis Torrens catching. They do not care about losing those games to y'all.
While you may celebrate and run around like you won the World Series, in that same season, the Yankees are in the World Series. So I will always go back to my take that I got killed for. People said I had a loser mentality. I'm a winner. I don't have a loser mentality. I was telling you about the Yankees. Like they were exhibition games. That was the other one. What do you mean they're exhibition games? They might as well have been exhibition games because the Yankees don't care. The way the mass shakes out, they know they're going to lose games in a regular season. Those games that they lost to the Mets didn't stop them from their ultimate goal. Even in 2022, they got to the ALCS and got swept. So here we are again in a season where I'm hearing the Yankees are the little brother. The Mets are their daddy. I was in the stadium watching Mets fans tell Yankee fans, shut the F up, sit the F down. We run your... And I'm like, wow, this is nuts. But it's regular season, yo. In that same season, the New York Yankees have the chance to bring a parade back here. And there are Mets fans talking about doing a parade at their closed ballpark for their... Like, what are we talking about, bro? George is in Mineola. George, you're on the Fan.
Biggest Yankee fan in Mineola. What's up, my buddy? I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
As I say, it's been a while.
I don't know if you remember. I'm a buddy of Ray McGlone's.
Of course I remember, and I talked to Ray about you. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I played Thurman Munson, who was my all-time favorite Yankee when I was a little kid.
Yeah, we all love Thurman Munson. I was just talking about the Thurman Munson gala, you know?
There you go. I play him in Ray's Bat Boy show.
Yeah, and Ray's got another documentary he's working on. I actually got to text Ray. I will text you. Just remind me, I'm not going to text him tonight, but I got to text Ray. We always run into each other on a sweet level, but I know he's working on a project he said he needed me to speak on.
Yeah, well, it could be Heavy Hitters. He's doing that too.
Mm-hmm.
But although they just wrapped. But I play Thurman in his Bat Boy show, which is a dream come true because Thurman was my idol. And but you know, I called the station for years and I haven't, you know, I'm an actor. I'm trying to do my thing. I'm doing my own TV show. It's called Jimmy's and Jenny's. It's a sitcom about my family. It's a Greek diner show. You look it up. My only brother passed away about 10 months ago. And he's my older brother. He's the only family, direct family I have left. It's not, you know, my cousins I have, but my brother was it. And we're both single guys. We live together. We watched every single Yankee game. I mean, you know, we've been to a zillion ball games, opening days, you name it. And, you know, my brother got sick and he was in a coma for 48 days. And I kept trying to, I was talking to him every day. I was playing Rocky in his ear, trying to get him up off the mat. I'm like, yo, we got Soto this year, man. You got to get up. You got to get up. We got Soto. We got Judge and Soto, you know. And I got watch games, and, you know, I'm used to having him next to me in the room, you know, watching the game, and sometimes I'll still talk to him. And I said, maybe we'll win it for you this year, Matt. I know you're with me, you know. So my brother Matthew, who's no longer with us, I want to give a shout-out. I love him so much. And, you know, he just, I know he's with us, you know, and I really hope to God that, you know, that we can pull it off, and it would just help a little bit, you know. And if we don't, you know, it's still a great thing to make it this far, you know. But it would give me a little something extra. But
may he rest. Matt. Rest in peace to your brother Matthew. George, thank you for the call, and I think that's a good way to end it. You know, I lost my brother, and I know a lot of you listening know that. And I referenced my brother tonight going back to a Facebook status where I said everybody was being negative about the Yankees this week, like 15 years ago. I have no idea. I don't remember exactly. I'm sure they lost a game in the series and people were flipping out. And my brother replied and said my status wasn't. My brother lived in Astoria. My brother lived in Prospect Heights, Prospect Park in Brooklyn. He went to the last Yankees World Series parade. I didn't go. And there's a lot of us as Yankee fans who lost someone maybe in this last 15 years since the Yankees went to the World Series, and they'll be on your mind, they'll be in your heart, and when the Yankees win, it'll make it that much more emotional. The tears and the joy and the pride that you feel thinking about your loved one looking down and seeing this, but not physically being able to see it with you. So here we go, man. This is what it's all about. This is what we do this for, trying to be champions, and it all starts later today. Thanks for calling my show. Thanks for listening to my show. C-Mac Show is coming up next. Stay tuned for Chris McMonagle on The Fan. I'll be with you later on.
Monday night. KM out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.